You close the windows, unless they left open since last spring or something. Pass this around, and to get to send it around, and I got to send it in today to Bob Brunson. It's probably yesterday's and today. Okay, try Mitzvah. Skim through what's left of your day of his need. Not much, just need a few comments. I say to Oscar, klolim. Get down the general rules, and the details should be self explanatory. Yeah. Yudayin, Kutsakari, Yudayin. Seva said, so was an Oshima Panei Videim. Usa Rosh Alein Achotzeitz. Rei Mishu Yudayin Yudayin Tzvuos. Ein Achotzeitz. Sham Munoso Liyo Shochit. Okatsa Yudayin Tzvuos Luchos Bedami Ein Achotzeitz. Sherov bnei umnos ein makpidin. Two separate mitzvos. Yeah. Watch how careful the loshon of Machaber on Kuf Tzadik Ches Yud Zayin. The first one is not a chatzitza. The second one is the Chatzitza, Shein and Makpedis, two separate halachas. You understand the difference? In one, there isn't Dover HaChotzeitz, period. The Tzeva Shetzor HaSadosh HaPneim, Ein HaChotzeitz, right? Likewise, someone who does dying and his hands are stained, Ein HaChotzeitz, period. Color is not chotzeitz. In the second case, you have dam melachos bedam. There you have a miut to ena makpedis. And it's not a clean halacha. I mean, not a clean halacha because remember we said before that subjectivity only works with chumra. If she's makpedis, then it's no good. But if she's ain't a makpedis, everybody else is makpedis, then it's called davar makpid. Here we suddenly fenced off a group, right? A cohort of society. Oh, in this cohort of society, the ain't a makpedis. But certainly, someone who's not a sheikhit would be makpid to go out with blood on his hands. Unless he was a member of the mafia or. It's normal to have it.
Does Yud Zayin mean that the Mechaber, does that mean that a woman could have make a makpid?
Huh?
Does the Mechaber's comment mean that a woman could have makeup on when she's going to the
mikvah? Right. Now again, you got to be careful. Teva said, so vos hanoshim, right? It doesn't mean that you can smear on a layer of cream, pancake makeup, which is a double gush, which in those days they didn't have that. Powders and stuff were not Yasha used beet juice for lipstick and for rouge and so on. So it's actually a stain. It's like you work with something that stains ballpoint ink and so on and so forth. I mentioned it last time, yesterday towards the end, that if it's not any Efsha liklof, it cannot be scraped off, it's not Shaykh Tzitzit. Color is not a chotzit. So out of care, you want to present yourself in variegated colors, rainbow curriculum colors, that's not a factor. So Oshetachas HaTzipor and Shalok Keneged HaBosor Chotzitz Keneged HaBosor Reino Chotzitz. Fully understand what it is, what it's referring to is the nail that sticks above the skin level, right? That's one, that's Kenog Shalok Keneged HaBosor. In other words, didn't expect that kind of cleanliness. People were not makpedes if there was a little bit of dirt under the nail that is keneged habosol. But if the part of the nail that sticks above and there's dirt under there, that people are makped on. Habosol shetachas tzipora, that's where keneged habosol chotzis. Right? Vezu shlo kenegad abosso, tzipor an odef al abosso. Ushvi she'einon lecholo sechavi manike kenegad abosso shlo kenegad, nogu anoshim litol siponeim b'shas tfil.
Nogeg.
From him, and if, you'll see, I mentioned before, and if she didn't, it's also good. Good test is, yeah.
What about the women who wear French nails?
That's referred to as a makra shalotsuva batur. That's a big, big pain in it. Every now and then I get a shayla, usually from, can't imagine why, it's now covered in color classes, but from a young bride who prepared herself for the hasana and went in for a manicure, and they convinced her to get one of these fancy manicures that cost $60, $80, $90. It basically involves putting on false nails there and then someone doodling on the nail, all kinds of shit that goes on now. The evil of evils is a thing called wrapping. I'm probably got to go one day with my wife into the manicures to see what it really involves. But it involves kind of layers of silk, that's what they described it to me, which are then made one with the nails, so you should magic glue, and so, and it stays a long time. Vada it's also a chatzila, and vada it's muto in tovlo it's hatas. It's vada a miut she'ena makpedes. Only she's makpedes signed on the price that she has to pay for it. But vada ena makpedes. It's hard to ask them to the other. But they have to be told that the chatzchina, you don't do such things. Because even a miyut, shena makpedes, we don't allow the chatzchina. Unless there's a reason, there has to be a b'nirbet, shasat zorech, etc., etc. It's hard to sell that getting an $80 manicure wrap is critically essential, otherwise a husband won't marry her. It must be done because it's recommended by the beautician that they all hire nowadays to make the grandmother look like a coward. Beauticians or magicians, whatever they're supposed to be there. But these are real problems. They're real problems because we're not always dealing with a committed Stern College girl who learning in the Kolo there. And it's a female. Female, what? Think of what you think of though this. You're not talking about committed people. You're talking about people who, she agreed. She married this boy. She agreed that she'll follow all the halakhas. But it's done with foot dragging. It's kind of al kocha yanomi. And you have to have your seichel to know you can't lean on them too heavily. They begin to push back, get resentment. That's part of the seichel that a rov is supposed to have in dealing with people. They come in all sizes and shapes, and you have to be able to deal with them. You have to know when to look a little bit the other way. So the older fashioned false nails, before the rack they came in, the rack was you had to wrap something. Also, we had had problems. They attached to people with little nails or not long enough nails or whatever reason, attached there. They also have to with also. But with the other, you can't be machia. And the women will tell you, I'm going to do it that way. It's not an accident in my asking a shayla. No, I see myself in her self-image. Like, you can see yourself by coming in with the properly fashioned nails because that's the social group she's in, and who knows? These pressures that we as men cannot fully appreciate because we don't have that same value system. But we seem to have it. It's not a minor aspect of their social life, and therefore they're very resentful of. You insist that it cannot be. So I think the shame mekabel schar ala drisha, kach mekabel schar ala prisha. Keep your mouth shut and don't say anything. Referring to this, what I refer to a makash or two, I tell you that nobody has their own nails anymore, but they use artificial chazarai to make the nails look bigger, nicer, except some attach. Used to attach nails, false nails to it. Nowadays they use a system called wrapping, which is layering of silk and cement and whatever they do to make it. And of course it's a meal chain or matedis there, but the chatila of course it's also. But you realize that a woman is going to resist, and this becomes a sore point every month, and you have to look the other way.
I'm just wondering, when do they put them on? How long do they last?
Lost time. That's it. They cost a lot of money. Lost up, and that's a long time.
You couldn't like do it every month after.
I think they may last 2 or 3 months. Okay. Next. Here comes this Ramah. Kol ze dafke shein tzor bosei tachat. I'm sorry. You test. Im yesh lo nefach amoko mo hatziporen, ven yechol lo lachtov lalachte, lo lachate, im lefuch lo kokar shein atit, etachat ziporen nire, ein lechot. First, to an injured nail, where the nail swells, turns dark, etc. Even though there may be, she can't clean out underneath it, under those conditions, it's vaday, ain't a chotzei, because it's a miyud sheina makpedis. Even though under other circumstances she would be makpid, the very fact that she can't get underneath it is not shayach to these. Dafke botzei tachat siforon chotzei. Women object that's a miyud hamakpedis to have pieces of dough from her nevi of the challah that goes in her nails. Women are embarrassed to be that way, therefore it's kosher. Avol hatzipor and atzma ena for tesa filim hoyse gedol of a melech yechotish parachas koveres if neged avosor ena chotish. This is what gave the standard that women, whom women cut their nails so that it should not be above the level of the finger, above the level of the skin. Find it on the first of it. There was a towel to tell the women it's marked them to have jokes to make. To have it that length, and it wasn't only because of it. Here we get into this whole business of hala only cook, right? That potential is reality. Hala only because it's because it's done. And because of that, we have all the shaylas concerning here. And that's where this is the limit among those documents. Is in there. The trouble is that once you have a haircut taken like in the Marines, you have a little bit of growth and they obviously cut it. So they come like, by the way I remember it, they become Japs.
Jewish American princesses, Muslim Mose, a Pandoru with the Galea MD. And the Melech is Megalea Popoyom, right? These women are, especially among the children, are held on a high pedestal. In some countries, they even have to keep their hair very, very short. In which they shave the hair regularly.
Something not mentioned before in all our Nach literature, the hair of a woman is looked upon as a sign of beauty and so on. What happens and how it caught the support of so many the Siddush Olam isn't easily understood. Look at the Ramah. Them is humuzul and nimtas to shum posu. You got it? The other rabbi, me amishe va poskim, nirem vode shtikol ha tifor, no ki bevada ein chotitz. כן, כוסר הרב דנורגן להחמר, כוסר הרב מנובים, כיוון שאין זה מדין אלא מחומה, נחמירו אלו כשאים זה שוב צבור איך מיד אחר התפילה, קודם שלא נמבי לו, אבל המוצו כל קיים, עד למוכר, אין רואה להחמר של הטיצי, תוצי לעז לבילוסה. התפילה נויס כל הבא להוס הלילה, הדב המחור, אין צורך תפילה אחרת. Okay? That's what we're passing. It's certainly never machmir to send her back for such a reason, send her back to mikveh. Number two, we never machmir, period. It's lachatchila, not b'dieved. But lachatchila, we are machmir once the women are accustomed to cut their nails, so that we're even machmir amir alakum on Shabbos, if she prepared herself at home and cut her nails and then somehow missed one of the nails, call a goy to cut that nail on Shabbos, we're also matir. Yeah.
And it's not idea that all only mitzvahs can cost a study. In other words, but is that a subjective thing or an objective thing? In other words, let's say a woman keeps her nail long, but she cuts it down to the length that she goes to the mitzvah, so it's still longer than the basar. But that's how she keeps it.
So someone
at her shortest, it's at its shortest.
Someone is asking, what is the minug? Then we answer them, my shvels haloch, you can have your nails a dime width above the skin. That's the proper way to do it. If a woman says, but in my community, I'd be embarrassed to have nails like that, because everybody wears nails in the style a little bit longer, and you know the style changes. You can see from some of our secretaries that some of them have nails that are talons that I guess uses defense weapons wherever they live. It's hard to say subjective. That's why I gave objective. A dime width above, but then that's normal. That's what he tells you. The woman tells you, I can't do it. It makes a very difficult thing for me. If you appear that way in the business, and the subject comes in, no one can really be machmel lahaloche. I only tell you, kach nagu, the meaning is this way, you do the best you can. Say, this is where it is, mekabel schar ala prisha. Don't try to push that point.
The fact that the Mechaber says that's not a chassid.
The what?
Especially the Mechaber says that's not a
chassid. The trouble is you can't switch back and forth between Sfarad and Ashkenaz. But Ramo says what he says. Yeah.
But since it was only a minhag to begin with, can't they go by a minhag of today or whatever, since a community they're living in, and it shouldn't be lechat chila even?
The minhag is not. No one says you follow the minhag hamokom. He said we are worried that the nail may have dirt underneath it. The way you avoid having dirt underneath it is by keeping it short. That is the halachic direction they want to go. Now, if now you define what's called short, where the subject, the activity comes in.
From Moshe over the Shalom, didn't you ask in that Shabbos that we could be makel like the Taz and just have her clean it out rather than the shock where it says that you can have the Nachris do it for you? I thought it is true. He said we can go like the Taz and she can actually clean it out underneath her fingernail.
No one denies that you can. That's a motion. No one denies that if the nail is clean, it's mutter to go. But he didn't say, I don't recall him saying that it's also to have a goy do it.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that the matlof is
shot. A goy is available, a goy is supposed to do it. If a goy is not available, then of course you let him go to me. Let me make a point, which I hope I made it once before. I'm talking to you when I was a future rabbonim, or people would ask it nicely, or your wives as mikvah ladies. Right? So unfortunately, nowadays, we go with the rabbonis. Go out here. In suburbia, you may end up with your wife contributing her services as the mikvah lady. You never let a woman go out of the mikvah building dry. You always get them wet. You always dump them. Too much danger that you found yourself a chumrah and you send the wife home and then she'll do a nisul kolis. Okay. Whenever there's a doubt, you dump them. Period. Less gross thing, she said she didn't count, she didn't kill, she didn't make any bidikas, which happens. Bali Tshuva is just beginning their religious life. But otherwise, whatever we learn, right, is a humra, is a shog, right, but it doesn't come near an Issa Kodesh. That's a cloud. I tried this from Mikveh Los Angeles last week, where a woman didn't count Shimon Akin. She came, she's now becoming a Baal Shuvah, she's just starting. Well, no, she did, then she made a Bidika, and the Mikveh lady said, didn't count Shimon Akin, you can't go. Okay. So the woman came back the next month. So the mikvah asked her, what happened last month? She says, I said, I'll start this month. Well, it didn't work out last month, so she started, came from this month. So what actually happened? She sent her out, and she lived with her husband, she's over on the Issa Kodesh. Had she gone into the mikvah, right, it would have been, without the chumrah of Zova, would have been just a chumrah of nida, would have been a good tefillah nida, right? And the odds are that she wasn't a zava there, that she was really a nida. Would have gotten rid of an Issa Kodesh and over on an Issur Rabbanan. That's why the rule is very, very rare circumstance where you tell a woman, I'm sorry, you can't use the nida. You always are one ahead. And let the woman go into the room.
So on the Shabbos, in terms of a woman walks in with nail polish, she take off the nail polish well. You would allow her to dunk on Shabbos?
We allow her. When you say not take off well, if it's a mere tamaktevis, in other words, you can both some and not the other, sloppiness, not only should have to be seen, that's one thing. She missed one nail of colorless nail polish. another. Yeah. But if indeed she just botched up, she pieces of red nail polish on her nails, then it's a mere coming service. We would again encourage her to come back tomorrow night. But if you sense that this is a woman that, if you don't let her go to mikvah tonight, she may come back tomorrow night after sleeping with her husband. And you let her go to mikvah. We gave you the Hagdama, we got the Isis and the Rabbanan and the Minhagim. You gotta keep them straight. Don't confuse the three.
Yeah. Are we concerned at all that if we allow her to do it once, that it'll...
Oh, Hashem. After the Stimas HaTalmud and after the period of the Gaonim, we don't make our own Gzeres. Enough Gzeres are made for us. That's halacha. We're not going to make a general Gzeres. That's where there's no substitute for a little seichel on how to deal with people. Okay? Chopal presents a problem which is not easy to resolve. Siporan hamadudelah shepirish bi'uta chotzetzis pirish ruba ena chotzetzis. Explanation for that. If a little bit of nail is torn off, right, there it's chotzetzes, right? But if it's ruba, ain't a chotzetzes. The issue there is the dirt under the nail, not the nail itself. The dirt if it's ruba, then it's clear that the or any dirt was taken out. If any dirt is not there, therefore that's the reason why in a chutzitzis there comes the shachar says. But our meaning is that if a woman hasn't cut her nails, we make her go to mikvah again as long as she hasn't been with her husband, right? Therefore it applies over here also. But the key seems to be whether the soad taktov or not. What the Ramah means exactly, I don't know. Yavelas or Yaseles, Eina Medulim, Eina Chotzitzim, normally it would mean a skin tag, the meaning of the words. I don't know exactly how it applies to the end of the finger. Maybe it means a wart or something like that. But it refers to excess skin, usually a skin tag of some sort. Or maybe it refers to the cuticle, but we don't have a clear understanding of it. Ashirayim and Zomim Tabos Katlos and Hem Rufuyim in a Chotzisin, Hem Rudokim Chotzisin. The Chain Adin, the Agad Shalamaka, Kashkashim Shalasheva, the Kashkashim Shalasheva means a splint. First, a woman broke her leg and then she has two pieces of wood there. That brings on interesting shaila. One that's in the ghetto, halakha levaisa, his mom is there. Moshe, you go into medicine, maybe you're the one that's most responsible for this. It says a woman has a squint, if it's not so tight, water can get underneath it. Nowadays, women don't get splints. Women get plaster of Paris. They put a cast on. And the cast on, depending on how bad the break is, may last for months. Okay? A woman with a plaster cast can't go into the winter. But nowadays, they had enough seichel to ask the Lord what to do from the emergency room when they're in the doctor's office, or else the next time around or a week later they'll cut the cast off and put on a fiberglass cast. Okay. Our cast is made, as you've seen, they have gauze that's impregnated with plaster of Paris. They wet it, and they put it around, and it hardens it. Of course, it's a massive thing, a heavy thing. There's a more expensive material. It's called fiberglass or fiberplast. Right. Done the same way, but it has a big miler. Plaster of Paris, you can't put it in water. You can't go swimming with it. The fiberglass, nothing happened to it. It hardens into a glass-like material. So what you do is you tell the doctor, take some of his ballpoint pens that he gets free of charge from the detail man. I just got one from Vitalin. My son is a very good one. It's a new drug. They allow two drugs together. It's Simvastatin and Atimbo for cholesterol treatment. But it's a nice pen. It has also a... There's also a laser pointer on it. So I'll use for next week. When he wraps the fast, you say, I want three on one side and three on the other side and one on top. I want seven pens included in the cast. Stick them in the cast and wrap around it. And then you pull them out. So you have seven portals of entry for water. And you allow it to go to the mikveh.
Why seven? Why seven?
Why
seven?
Because Moshe Rabbeinu was one of
Zion. I know the that's common in the stuff of Zion. Eight is already put in there, so. The idea is, then you let them go into the mikveh, and they sit in the mikveh for 5 minutes on the steps, and then they go to the. When they come home, they take a hair blower and hold it in all the holes. Why? Because all the casts are lined with a softer material of some sort, which absorbs the water. You leave it that way, it'll macerate the skin. Then, so you then, that's practical abundance. And this woman, they say, may very well have the cast on for months and months. She had a bad break, or there was surgery that was done. Kind of would be that this is a obesity day, and it's not chotis maybe to begin with. Yeah, but it's hard to be makel on a big area called obesity day, especially when you have to fetch around and say, well, obesity day, why don't you make it cast an inch shorter? It would work. But a little extra would be not the obesity day, get involved in that. This is the answer. Make it so she can go tefillah with dovor she'ena chotzitz. By doing this way, it becomes a dovor she'ena chotzitz because the water gets in there.
In terms of the doctors, how willing are they, or would they be, to create that amount of space?
How what?
How willing would they be to create that amount of space on the cast? Meaning, I don't know, is seven pens too much space?
That leaves several holes for easy access of water. It doesn't interfere with the function of the cast in any way.
The only thing you're talking about holes into the side of the cast. You're not talking about shoving pens to create a space around it.
Right? They leave some air, right?
You take the pens out after. Yeah.
No, but it's going straight down. You're like wrapping the cast around the pen this way, not like shoving it in the side.
I don't know. Ten holes is just fine. If you make one hole, nothing goes in. If you make two holes, doesn't go in all over, and you have to sit too long. If the holes are scattered over the length of the cast, and she sits down for 5 minutes, you can. And when she stands up, you can see that water is pouring out from the holes, so you know that water got in wherever it's supposed to go in. This is, as I say, green thumb fracture of abonis. That's how you have to get that kisser. Okay. Sricha lachso shiner shlo yeh bamdova chotzitz. That's me at Tamak Pedis. You see someone has a piece of chicken stuck in his teeth, you know, it's not nice. And it's a courtesy to tell him, you know, you have a piece of chicken stuck in your teeth, because it's a bizarrian to him. Right, so, you know, Shim Tovlo Veninsa Shim Dova Dova Graham Lo also the Tvila. So that's a Mia Tamak Pedis, right, and these Tvila again. יש נוגע שלא הולך עוד בוסר ביום לכתן לבית התפילה לפני שהוא נכנס בין השני יוסף ומאחר אחר ואף הפי שבולקוס וחוץ את השניים חוץ את דומות שתי מיני ערב לא עבד די טוב ומי נגיוף הוא אוקיי again remember what's the halacha that you need royu lebias mayim You don't need me as bayim, but royal be as mayim. And if there's davar achotze, it's zayin royal be as mayim.
If she goes to the mikvah Saturday night, going back through this halacha.
That's the problems that people ask. What about Shabbos? With the meal that's served in Shabbos, should she be eat vegetarian? Should she suddenly join Petra, was it? The Petra organization and become a vegetarian. And all the mikvahs provide dental floss. Some of the better mikvahs provide these disposable toothbrushes, it's inexpensive toothbrushes that single use toothbrushes that some people buy to travel and so on. Certainly, it's not improper for to join the regular Shabbos meal and eat and then to be makbid. I'm extra careful when she makes her preparations to make sure that she examines. Her mouth carefully, and she uses a toothpick, a plastic picks, whatever they call them, and it's not an iso for to eat meat on a Shabbos Yom Tov, although I know many women who don't. Nevertheless, that is a minig that was mekubal that. The night they go to the mikveh, they do not eat any meat that day. Husband is a gentleman, he can, especially in the winter months where the shki is early, he can take her out for dinner after she comes home from the mikveh. And she can eat later. Vim lohi dicha. Based on storm and based on kmotem shalom and in some davar chutzis for also tefillah, right? Referring to any place where there are what folds in the body, depending on the weight of the woman, there may be many folds in the body. There, you have places where she has to be careful, but if she didn't, and then Mitzias is after going home from mikveh, coming out of a mikveh, she sees everything is clean. Nimsa the bachosav shlobot kekain tefila also a tefila. Vein adoma the bdika sagur for chafiva sarosh, which we'll discuss later. It's not the same. There we're makbid, but there we're dealing with hair. There we're makbid that she wasn't for purpose. She has to go to mikveh again. In Chavov, you see, we're even toler. In other words, like we do by Ksomin, it's a chumud rabbonon, so we're toler. That even if what? She does find something, but in the interval between coming home from mikveh, she engaged in activities which could lead to this finding this davar achotzes with tola that it came later. In lobotka kaidin tefila ben shinei v'lo ben atzvias so vachak tefila namal vachak tefila lobotka ad shenisaska b'ksomim v'tashilin vachak abotka motza etzem ben shinei odav achotze beis so lo talin l'kul then talin l'kulev amin in the bosa tefilai l'bo. Here you have one of the variables. Nosno sara b'piyo akos soser akopsu yedera b'inishlo boa mayim behem l'osa l'tfila. What that means? I can best explain with the next if. We have cases. In our town, we have women who are incapacitated. MS, multiple sclerosis case, they have a wheelchair, and they cannot manage to meet with themselves. So that they generally come with a friend, and the mikveh lady helps a little bit, but the friend actually goes into the mikveh with her and holds on to her. The person is holding on to her. That's the minute. All she has to do is wet her hands in the mikveh water and then make sure that she has her arm wet in the mikveh water. Then if you have, even though I have what? Holding on tight, no new water can come on her, right? But there's water there underneath, and therefore the water that comes down here is mechubo to that water, so it's also, and she's covered by water.
Can't you just grab her arm under the water?
Sorry?
Grab her arm under the water.
You see, it's not so low if you have a woman who's pregnant. Can't stand on her own. You usually have to hold on from the beginning to the end. You can't let go at any point there. So, but the idea that there's a chibu by Hanitzut, by Katapsis, that you learned in Lobo, that it's a chibu for mikre, right? If it's a teach, latzviach, it's a chibu. Yeah.
We also learned this before extra kalim. So the same things that apply with the
lumbus. The same thing apply with kalim. All you have to do is wet your hand, wet the kalim, and grab the kalim at where it's wet, and then you can hold it on tight. And hold it.
But what about something that's heavy? I remember that there's Kaz and Shock over there. Something heavy is a difficulty.
It doesn't apply here to the woman, because the woman is assisting. It's not like a big part that. Next becomes a real big problem. Ain Tovlin the Kalim. This really belongs in Hilchas Mikre. Yeah, I'm sucking in over here. The Pikachem or Yetit, the Mokam Shatovelis, or Tamod Agabi Kliates, and the Kablin Tumor. Migabon, La Gabina Sol Mishalun Lemidlas, La Shum Kriya Roy Lemidlas, the Titro Mishum Xeros, Mechet Solus, Shal Kalim. Right. It belongs in Dini Mikvoros. There's a. Mayim Shuvim Doraisa is in a Kli. Many hold that Mayim Shuvim in the excavation in the ground. It's only the Rabbon. But Mayim Shuvim in a Kli is the Rais. So use a bathtub, use a portable, when the above ground swimming pools, that's a real Kli. There Badai, it's a possible Tvila, that's a Tvila, that's a sort of Mayim Shuvim the Rais. Because of that, a whole bunch of Chumas came in,
not to use anything in the mikveh that has a shem kli. Shem kli legabe is defined as the tumah v'tara applies to it, has a lach of a shem kli. What tumah v'tara? Even the tumas medras. Right? Tumas medras could be even a flat mat, but if it's a suri in the medras, it's made for people sleeping on or walking on, then Azov is metame to Masvedus, and therefore it's called a kli legabi nisisum. So it's a big problem, and we have mikvos that are not cemented on the bottom, where they make use of a natural body of water. So you got a little bit of a problem. She steps into the mud, the sand becomes of a hotze. So you want to put something down that's not mekabel tumah, honestly. It's not a common shaila. Bizman hazeh, Baruch Hashem, all our mikvahs are tiled, but we don't have that problem. But it will be a shaila, say if someone's away and wants to use a natural body of water, and they're worried about the chatzitza, what can they put down that you can step on that should not be mekabel tumah? So they recommend, right? Avo v'tovel also tefila. It's a chumrah which they backed up that even b'dieved doesn't work. Avo nosenes here chavil is molos harfagler b'pnei atit. We'll come to mikvah if we ever get around to do something on mikvahs. Ashrei has a nice tshuva about which was a chiddush in his life. Mikvos that made Kain Vane, he writes. You know what, the Yiddish for a bathtub is a Vane, or Russian, Russian Yiddish, whether you can use new mikvos that are tiled on the bottom, Kain Vane, and a Vane is a Kli, not Mukhu, but a Karaka. So that is there a Gzera or not? Because the process there is not nowadays. That's used as pavement. The tiles are used for pavement purposes, if it's okay. Okay. Let's skip down the angle in the figure. It's just repetitive, and what's called a chitzah, not basically the same rule. Right. Anything that's mekabel tumah. No. Look at lamed dalet. That applies to where there is no mikveh in town, and you make use as a body of water out in the public. Lamed dalet lo titfo b'mokom shechash iru b'ni odom. That's why we'd rather jump down to Membov, right? Nido she tabla bivgodeh muteras tabayla. Okay, that's the solution to Lama Dalit. How do you avoid? If it's in a public place, how do you avoid? You gotta go naked before it doesn't go in naked. Okay?
Well, why does he use such a lashon for teres lebalo? Is that like a lashon for the evid?
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know, clearly we don't let women go with bathing suits into the mikveh. But if you with your wife, you just go to mikveh and there's no mikveh in town, that's called the evid.
Shasta.
I'll pick up, as long as I had that, pick up that the Shach Nunvov. Nira Davke Bosan Begodim Shein Rufui Noler. Avlo Bosan Shein Mahudokim. Got it, Nunvov. Shuv Motsosi came by Ramban. Davke Ish Bode Shein Rechobosh. Kacha Yemining Noshin Shalem Kamosha Dain Noga Noshin Shalaz Kanan. You got the story? Kacha Yemin Hogon. The meaning was once a woman didn't go naked to the mikveh. Right?
Aval ish begodov shem ktsorim dvukin leboso lemotze mai ayel behu or ish bezman azeh begodim ktsorim. What does it mean begodim ktsorim?
We have here sarim, not ktsorim.
Huh?
We have here sarim, not ktsorim.
What's it called?
No, it's different. Katsar means short, sar means tight.
Ktsorim, right. Yeah, ktsorim, but it means, that's what it means. It means that it's very simple. A long garment, right, it can be loose and offer you tzniyus. A short garment, if it's loose, is not tzniyus, therefore it has to be tightened to the elastic or rope to tie it. That's why tzom makes good sense too. And that's... I don't know why, but more and more over the last year or two, there are women, perfectly healthy women, nothing wrong with them, who are protesting going naked into the mikveh. Sense of modesty, they don't see any reason why a straight woman has to see them naked. A real hang-up. I don't know, I should ask some of my grandchildren, but what happens nowadays when girls go to the gym, go swimming? Maybe they observe sneers from each other, they don't appear naked to each other or not. I don't think. Yeah.
I thought, according to the halakha of the Kriya Shema, that a woman actually could say Kriya Shema in front of a naked woman, because there's no hear of her. That's what I learned there off of Shulchan.
That's what
no hear of her.
Not an issue of hear of her.
Not asking whether mikvah ladies should say Kriya Shema or not. They're objecting. I'm not talking about Esau. They're objecting modesty. They don't. They protest.
What's the modesty? That's what I'm asking.
It's embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Plain embarrassing.
They're embarrassing.
They. Avi sent me an email that he got from some kind of website of women protesting going to mikveh, full women going to mikveh. And one of the emails, I don't know if he shared with anyone else, one of these crazy websites that come up now. A whole bunch of protests about the mikveh. And one of them is that she went to the mikveh and the lady said to her, "You're too fat." She was insulted that the mikveh lady said she's too fat. Why would a mikveh lady, stupid mikveh lady, not maintain professional?
They're not professional.
Demeanor and so on. She was being friendly. too fat. Good that she didn't go on a diet. And most likely, she's a woman that sells diet food on the side also.
Western women are very different than, let's say, Israeli women.
Or European.
Or European.
Very
culture. Very different. Okay, anyway. It's hard to ask a woman to learn. I have now... 4 women who always go into the mikveh. Yeah, but because of Chana Son, they've had disfiguring surgery and they don't, they're embarrassed. Double vasectomies, all the other surgeries, chasing the cancer, the cell that's is running faster than they can run. I'm just embarrassed to see that thing. Well, certainly we. No subject whatsoever. Dress any way you want. You really prefer to dress in a bathrobe. I like bathrobe. They go to the mikveh with the bathrobe. They open up the bathrobe when they're underwater and they cover themselves up. With it. moving. Things that not on the geyas, mem zayin, mem kinim. He's referring there, by the way, to a tick, T-I-C-K, a deer tick, one that causes deer tick fever and so on. When he says there, nidbokim b'chozik b'bosol, tzofa asilim, al dei chamin ul gorem tzipolin, v'miyachon yochol asilim nein achotzeitz. That refers to a tick that's really very difficult to get out of, off the body. People don't know how. If you ever get one, you should know there's an easy way to get rid of a tick. Huh?
We used to take matches over the heat, and then it comes out.
Not comes out, he backs out.
Backs out, yeah.
The best.
Head backs out.
So the best thing is no one smokes cigarettes anymore, but a cigarette touch to the hind quarter of the tick, he comes right out. It's traditional hot foot that you give him, and yeah, that's the easiest way. But if you try to pull him out with the tweezers, the head remains inside. And that's where the tick fever comes from. Usually not from the initial bite, but he has to be in association with the skin for a while before the virus is transferred or the bacteria transferred in. Like a memches. I told you what our schedule is. We just try to scoop right now as much as we can. And on Tuesday, Mr. Shem, the last shiur that we give, I will be showing some. Go to look at some there and try to show as many as I can organize. Again, I had that nicely organized for an RCA thing that I used to give every year at the end of the summer. And then one of the years, I walked away, and by the time I came back, they were gone. I had like seven books, exam books, each page pasted. And thing, so put another set.
When is this?
Memches, neither should tavla below kavona. She nafkar l'soch hamayim, o she yordo lahoker, hareze muteres labayla. That's the basis of one of the very sensitive truths of the shir that I mentioned to you, I think, in the beginning of this month, where Shiloh was asked about a shidduch with a young lady who was a Balas Tshuva, and she was, according to expectations, a bas nida, because the mother was not Shomeres Mitzvah. Yeah. And the shidduch hung on that balance that the family of the chosen, from family, objected to the shidduch because he didn't want him to marry a bas nida because she's a paguma. A bas nida is not a mamzeres, but she's a pogum. That's Lashon the Gemara. And the Shvel Tshuva, very sensitive Tshuva, said that the pogum was explained, Rashi and showed him that it means that she has crude, gross personality, insensitive person, etc., etc. Is that the kind of girl you're trying to marry? It's obviously not. She's an Isha Chashuva, you tell me. And if so, surely she's not a bas nida. Why? Because surely her mother went swimming that month, and even though she didn't observe Taras Mishpocha. Any other time, unknowingly, she observed Taras Mishpocha. But she was unknowingly. That's what it says. Nida shetavla below kavana. By the way, what he said here about the in the Shach Nunvo, Kein Hoya Minig Noshim Shalem, Moshe Adayin Nogu Anoshim Shel Eretz Kanaan. That's based on the Gemara Nido Tovelot B'Godero. You remember in the time of Tumah V'Tara, the Begodim were Tomei. So Begodim need also going to Mikveh. So I do it the hard way. If the Begodim are not tightly attached to the body, they're no elastic or anything, you just jump in the Mikveh with all your Begodim. So she becomes Tahora and the Begodim become Tahora. Now it seems to be in the minig of the time. Therefore, it's not that unusual for a woman to go into the mikveh. Just nowadays, we're afraid because the style of dress changed. Women no longer wear sheets wrapped around themselves, but they wear fitted clothes. Therefore, the chashash of davar achotzes. So the minig developed they should go in naked. But it really is hard to be machmir if a woman does not want to go in naked, wants to go in wearing a loose bathing suit, say shorts and polo shirt. It's hard to answer. But the Rama says yesh machmirim masrich and also tvila acheres. Right. What's the case? Of whom woman? Not the case that I mentioned in the Shel Shuv. I mean, a woman's on her way to the mikveh and she's has to cross over a little bridge, right? And she slips off and plops into the lake there. And by the time they fish her out, she's been well toiveled. Right? Yeah. So, our pialoche, she does not go to mikveh. She went to mikveh already, even it was unintentional. The Gemara speaks of gal, of a wave, a tsumi wave, what? That tsunami wave that went over her head is also good. Right. Now goes this chabazim. I'm just finished the word sport. Yesh kosel sheish leishu lius tenua b'leil tchilosa chaynovu hanoshim lahaster leil tchilosa leir b'muhuma omet le'abir shagishu b'em le'odom. Mi she'ena osa kei no mar aleha oro shochei ben behema. That's, by the way, the lotion of this sense of Rambam. In Hilchos Yisuri Bia, there's a boil kusis, chayiv miso, shenemar, shochei ben behema mos yumos. For some reason, the censor took that one out. But if you look at all the Rambams that we have here, there it goes Yud Yud Aleph, right? So you see Yud is missing. It goes Tes Yud Aleph. It's the number system. The printer flagged the omission by putting Tes and Yud Aleph. There's no Yud there. The Yud is it's the Shochet and Behemah Mos Humos that the Rambam throws it.
That's not literal, is it?
Huh?
That's not meant literally, is it?
No.
It's the Rambam is the state for Allah.
It's known as long as egalitarianism. Do unto others as they would do unto you, but do it first. Different attitudes. Okay. V'yesh lizol, noshim lizol, kshayotos manatfilo, sheyidga bo chavota, okay. You got us? Just for your curiosity, look at the Shach. It's under Curiosa. Then Pogobo Dvorum Eilu, Kan Keller, or Hamor, or Amoritz, or Vikhovim, or Hazir, or Sus, or Motsor, or Hisra. Okay. Abo Borker, or Kobo, Isashim, Pogobo Sus, Tale to Shamish, Vene, Omdim Noor, Bidiburon, Shomim, Mevinen, Lombitoch, Vene Meshakhin, or Maita Bishena. A slight different interpretation. Okay. blow out, El Sheimosam Mutalas Alabrius. So, if you people want to prove that you've attended the Shurim, when your wife goes to mikveh, you should go greet her on horseback. When you take her on horseback back to the house, special bracha. From this came I told you, a bad minhag. I might have mentioned in passing before that the chassidish mikvahs will not allow a woman to go to mikveh if her husband is not in town. What we learned before about tefillah b'zmana mitzvahi may not be mitzvahi b'zmana zeh, but certainly it's a very good idea that she should get rid of her status of nidus as soon as she can, even though her husband is not. I've had cases I've told you over and over again. Hardly 2 months go by without such a case where her husband returns unexpectedly, knowing that this is time when a wife would go to mikveh, decided to cut his business trip a day shorter and come home there, and she hasn't gone to the mikveh because the mikveh lady wouldn't let her. Why the mikveh lady? Because she's pluppled too much. She told the lady, my husband's away, and how women talk. Said, oh, if you want my husband's away, we don't allow you to go to mikveh. That's bad policy. Indeed, the halacha of tefillah b'zman mitzvah doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, as according to most Rishonim, only applies in the time of tumah v'tahara. Nevertheless, the idea of she should end her status of asur l'baila as soon as possible, that is a special mitzvah. That should be. See if we can just catch a little bit of kutzadik. It's a short simon, and that refers to preparation for going to mikveh. Okay. Tzrich v'adir beis hashechi beis hastorim shor b'mayim. Right. You explain to me what that comment is from the Marik. V'lo b'shar mashkin. You should use water. Right. Vodka. Vodka doesn't serve that purpose. Yeah. What else do people use to wash up?
I guess there's nothing else available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe soap or some sort of body wash, or in the mouth.
Okay. The list of sale osha yofa the masleks on TSL and vokuzubuzu. Kein tzricha isha l'ayin bi'atzma u'b'soro u'b'dekas kol gufo saman tulosa she'ishum daba miyu she'chotzeis v'tochob kol gufo v'tishtu b'mayim chamesh as'chakyosu gufo v'sara. No mention of a mikveh lady. That's important to know. A mikveh lady doesn't substitute. This is a halacha. Tzricha. A mikveh lady doesn't substitute for this. It's the responsibility of the woman to make sure when she finishes washing up, there's a mirror in the bathroom there where they wash up. She should examine herself. There's nothing on her body. Mikveh lady is a chumrah which they say some people find objectionable. Chatipah shebemokom seir lo tiv b'mayim karen shvishem esapchen es seir al mayim chamin mi afil b'chamin chamin sogi ulote. Right. Whatever he means here by chame chamo, talking about Hilchos Shabbos.
It's probably not as hot, maybe.
Yeah?
Maybe it's not as hot.
Okay. As you know, all of Eretz Yisrael is chame chamo.
Well, now
it's a new system. Yeah. Hanikra barbi tofu, v'laz grigiv, v'shibachate chaser, v'chozim estabech, I don't know what it means.
What's a netter?
Some netter is a a weed that has in it a chemical called saponin, S-A-P-O-N-I-N, that was used in colonial days instead of soap. Does it make it stick or not? This is old primitive medicine, but if it meant those days, it doesn't mean the same thing nowadays. Now here are the key halachas. Chachipo tzricha lios lechatchilo somach l'tfilosa. V'aminig ha-kosho she-taschil lecho mebod yom. V'oseches b'chifo ad she-techshach. V'os titfo. V'chemin ha-kosho she-afapi she-chofo tisim ha-masa yigodeis ha-tfilo v'tisrug shom. Traditionally, a woman prepared herself at home. The mikveh was not equipped to provide that service. So a woman prepared herself in her own bathroom, right? And then when all finished, she went over to the mikveh. And it was a good idea. At that point, you take along a comb, right? And you run the comb through the hair the last moment before. B'shas ha-tzchak, she-tzich ha-locho b'yom, o she-yefshel ha-locho b'yom, she-tzich ha-locho b'layla, yo-cho lasos. V'vashlo temar le-beisa v'tochov k'roi. The rule is, we don't want the woman to be under any kind of time restraints. Not when she's going to the mikveh, we learned before, that when someone she's afraid, someone may come upon her, right? So she rushes. Likewise, take time. Is it possible for a woman to make a mistake? I can tell you just from a little town, the shaylas come to me, that a woman went to mikveh, had a mikveh lady look at her, right? And she has a band-aid stuck on her after mikveh. How is it possible? Yosha, no questions asked. It's possible. These things happen. The ability to focus on a project to the exclusion of everything else is extremely difficult. I told you last week, we're competing. Jason says to Pharaoh that he should pick up a chokhom benovel. So one of his mashgiach asked the question. You don't need a chokhom benovel. What you need is a good bookkeeper, a master sergeant that will be disciplined, make sure everything is brought in, etc. There's no. That's a problem. Can you visualize a circumstance? Can you visualize when your belly is full, how you feel when you're hungry? Let your wife ask you, what do you want for dinner tomorrow when you finish dinner? The answer is, happens to check. Let her ask you in the middle of the day, you have a saw of potatoes coming up. Right? Let her ask you, at 3 o'clock, what would you like for dinner? And you give her a list, right, of 45 things that you would like to do. To be able to think ahead, there'll be a time when people, he says, will pick up grains from the manure of the animals to pick out undigested grains in order to stay alive. Can you visualize that now when you're drowning and you eat? You need a great coffin. Who can put himself in a circumstance, and therefore now when they read around, they add ain misol, as the Kelsey says, I'll bend down the tip of one grain that's on the floor and put it back into the stove. You really need to focus on a task and get rid of everything else from your mind. It's special skill. A woman who has 6 children home, and she's worried about the babysitter, whether they ready to put the babysitter in the oven, and she has to examine herself, and the mikvah lady has also other things on her mind. Therefore, these cycles happen. Therefore, the need to somehow set up an unhurried scenario where things are done without error is not so easy to accomplish. Yeah, the jump. Dalit. Whole philosophy Mosoi Shabbos. Sheyefsha locho mebod yom. Yeah, tocho b'leil philosoph, right? But we don't paskin that way. We paskin that leil philosoph is only a second chatifa. Umina yofo shetir chas heite b'erev Shabbos. Mosoi Shabbos tarzo b'tocho b'tisot miyat. But that the ikur, bathing and soaking, etc., that occurs on Erev Shabbos. And then she follows it up by another chatifa, knowing that the second chatifa will be a hurried chatifa.
I mean, I don't understand really the position of the Ramah. I mean, what does that accomplish? And you know that's how we pass him, and that's our minhag with Manazeh. What does that accomplish? A woman goes, let's say, Erev Shabbos, and she does the chatifa, but she's not going to the mikvah until Motzei Shabbos. So, you know.
All the things. Remember, we learned. There are scabs, there are things.
Okay.
So that takes time. That's Friday. She takes care of herself on Friday. She soaks for a half hour in a bathtub.
Right.
That takes care of that.
But if she's going to have to do a chafifa Motzei Shabbos,
nothing that
normal. Why do an Erev Shabbos?
Because on Motzei Shabbos, she says she's Maheres loves all the Beisa. But therefore, the whole chafifa was set up, Dafke Biyom, not the Laila. Once his Laila comes, she's hurried to get home. Therefore, the soaking and so on, which takes time and is designed to reveal whether there's anything on the body.
Does that chafifa accomplish anything? Or just by going through another 24 hours of sweating
and
whatnot?
Unless she falls off the bicycle again, nothing's going to happen. Yeah, that's perfect. You take a leisurely bath and remove, as they do, all the calluses, all the loose skin, all the little scabs that come off. That's done. Erev Shabbos
is not allowed to eat meat that Shabbos?
Oh, that's it. Our meaning is we don't ask her to eat meat Shabbos, but on a weekday, the meaning is like she doesn't eat meat. But on Shabbos, we're allowed to eat meat, but she has to be extra careful in flossing, using dental floss, etc., to make sure that nothing holds itself. Okay. Just one more. Let's pick up Ches just to complete the answer to you, Seth. Ches, b'mei chol, b'chofo v'in ha'atzma ha'yom, u'tovo b'leil yom acher, also lo tefila, right? That's part of the Sofa L'Atzma. That part of the L'Atzma, she counts herself and she prepares herself a mikvah herself. That's about the Iyun Haguf. And therefore, the mikvah lady is not a substitute for that. That's her responsibility. That's not a drabonon, that's a deraisa. That's the preparation for mikvah. Right. Then you have, just one more point. When does she make the birchas hatfilah? Okay, that's all I have time for, Anresh. שפושטת מהבושה, כשאומץ בחלוקו, ותבוא ראש השם סדנצר על התפילה. תשו חלוקו, תתפול, לא בוכה, אז תראו לאחת שתראו את זה עצר במים, הצלו לי מאוחרת מרג רגל מבורכס, יש אומן שלא תבורך עד אחר התפילה, and that's how it means, that's how Tosis has it in Sochim, right? נוהגים שלאחר התפילה, בעוד עומדת בסוף המים, נכנס לעצמה בבגדו או בחלוקו או בברכס. It's not our meaning. We have two minhagim. One is that she makes it after she's tovelus, or she's through the mayim, she makes the bracha. The lights are dim, and she doesn't appear naked to herself there. And the second meaning is just she comes out of the mikveh, puts on a robe, and she makes the bracha. This is all brachos are oivaras yosa, right? Two brachos, the bracha of tzvila and which?
The tilas yodai.
No, that's not active. That's the fourth. Shabbat, Tila Lo, not out before drying, that's a good idea. There's one more which you don't know about. Okay? And that is Bircha Seiros. According to most Rishonim, you don't do it that way. Bircha Seiros is made after he gives him the ring. Why? That the Nusach HaRavocha, Asher also Lono Es Arusos, the Heat the Lovers and the Suos Lono. You don't make a Brocha on an Itzu. So the bracha is? That's how the Shitzis has it, that's how the Ashbor has it, all the early Rishonim had it. That's a bracha. The only kashi is, why doesn't Tosfos mention? Tosfos mentions in Sochem only two brachos that are not over Las Yosem. Two cases, rather. Birchas Ger and Birchas Isha. Birchas Ger, because you can't say a Sheikh Chodim is also the Tibonu, right? So Birchas Ger, Tfila. Therefore, the women also make. Acha, he says, all the time is because we're afraid she'll make a bracha, and then she'll see something in there in her mind or in reality, and there's a water snake, not only falls a pink pile, and therefore she may not go into the mikveh. Therefore, the meaning was established to make it Acha Asiyasin. But the Bircha Seirasin, it became established for us to make it Kodim Asiyasin, according to him, the period of the Shoenim always made it Acha Asiyasin, and that's a bracha. She's Rahusa now, but also Ronos Arusos. Right? And the bracha is on the suin, on the chupa, on the shekel bracha. The heat of Ronos and the suin, the chupa, the kibushi.
So you
mean the
birchas mitzvah?
Huh?
That saying is even the birchas mitzvah.
Yes. And as I mentioned that, I've got a rule here just to general education. The chupa, the kibushi, it should be our kibushi, the chupa. Also, you see, in the shiltas, that has nothing to do with you. Hupa the Kedushin doesn't refer to this crossing color. Because I should show them the heat of Lona said a suicidal, are they Hupa as Kofar and Hakigigis? The Kedushin and the Torah.
Why wasn't that by Matan Torah also?
Huh?
Why was it like that by Matan Torah?
Which was that? That's how Matan Torah was. That there was chupa, and then it was followed by kedusha. Okay, so Mitzvah on Tuesday, I'll get to share with you.